Poi gun makers, as Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association leaders say they're planning to file a lawsuit in federal court demanding that companies make toy guns that look like toys. Toy guns that look real have become a hot-button issue, especially in Cleveland, after officers shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice in 2014. Reminding you again, if you like what you hear from us on the radio, you'll love westernjournalism.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 10:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now at 68 degrees. It's mostly cloudy skies. 10% chance of precipitation, but I think we had most of that this morning. It is Tuesday. It's May 2nd, 2017. Partly sunny, scattered showers this morning. Breezy with highs around 70 degrees. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Chance of rain is 40%. Partly cloudy tonight, much cooler with lows in the mid-40s. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly sunny and highs in the lower 60s tomorrow. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Wednesday night, it could get into the upper 30s. We could have frost on Thursday the 4th in the morning, but it'll be partly sunny later with being in the 60s. On Friday, rain highs in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, mostly cloudy with 50% chance of showers on Saturday in the lower 60s. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers, highs around 60. Temperatures in the area, we have 68 in Raritan, 64 down in Kingwood, 65 over in Frenchtown, 70 in Clinton Township, 66 up in Washington Township. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after this message on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good day, and welcome to another edition of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing their wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers who are seeking either solutions, personal or business use, can be better informed about making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, contact me by going to Tech Today on Facebook. You can email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The studio phone number, 908-237-0410. And if you need to get in touch with me outside of the studio, go to bluepantherbiz.com. Well, I have a special guest here with me. We've spent the last hour on Good Morning Huntington with Deborah Service of TeamLogic IT in Flemington. And she's been gracious enough to stay with me to talk about security. And so I know Deb has done a presentation not too long ago about security. So we're going to talk with Deb about that. But before we do that, for those people who are tuning into this show, could you just do a brief introduction, Deb, about who you are and what TeamLogic is all about?
Good morning, everyone. I'm Debbie Service, and I'm the owner of TeamLogic IT, located in Flemington, New Jersey, off of Route 31 in Countryside Plaza North. TeamLogic IT is a nationwide managed IT services company that focuses solely on the unique computing, networking, and application needs of small and mid-sized businesses.
Excellent. Pleasure to have you here as usual. One of the topics that's near and dear to my heart is technology in general, but security specifically, because there are so many convoluted scare articles out there, and some of them are quite well-founded,
right.
But you really need to be a critical thinker about the whole thing. And that's where I think somebody like you and your business comes into being, is that you need to provide trusted, loyal advice and kind of give us perspective as to what this all means. Some things are might be a huge problem, but might not be a huge problem for the small business owner. And then conversely, for those things that might be in a large company, the small business owner could be the most vulnerable. So we want to get
That's down
to some of that. So with your expertise, you've been in the technology world in numerous roles over, I heard, 16 to somewhere 20 years. And so now as the owner of TeamLogic, I know just recently you provided a presentation on security. Just give us a quick explanation as to what that presentation was all about and why you did it.
So really the presentation was around providing security tips for business owners.
There you go.
And the reason I did it was too often the company is being called in, and a lot of other managed service IT providers were being called in when something bad has happened.
Right.
And oftentimes something bad has happened because a lot of just very basic steps were not followed. And so I thought it would be great if instead of calling me in when something bad has happened, if I told you how to start protecting yourselves to prevent something bad from happening, then maybe I'll get less of those calls. So it was totally selfish.
Free advice.
Free advice.
Free advice, and so you don't have to call her.
I'd rather you call me to say, help me grow my business,
right,
not help me rescue my business from cyber criminals.
It's a very interesting. I completely understand your perspective. It's really not enjoyable for a technology person to come in during one of those really ugly days.
And
have to grieve with you.
Yeah.
We are so much happier when we know that we're protecting you ahead of time.
And that's all I want.
And that's great. So Deb's going to give us all these secrets and tips. It's about 20% of your effort, which is going to mitigate about 80% of the issues.
That's right.
And how bad can that be? So where do you want to start? Security has so many different levels. We can talk about the operating systems. We can talk about the hardware. We can talk about networking. We can talk about cloud. You have a whole bunch of notes there. So you take me where you want to go.
Right. So where I want to start is just by sharing just a few tiny little stats.
Okay.
We talk about cybercrime, and I want small business owners and medium-sized business owners to know it's not paranoia. They really are out to get you. I am really dead serious.
Right. It's a big business.
It's a very big business, and it's targeted for us, the small business owner.
Right.
So I know many of you have heard about ransomware.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you all know what ransomware is, but you may get an email asking you to click something in the email. You click the link, and it says, waiting, please wait, initializing. And then what it does is it actually goes in and encrypts all of the files on your system.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the waiting period, you get a very nice little note on your computer system that says, hi, your system has been locked by the CryptoLocker virus. You need to send me this amount of money in bitcoins. And many of you may not have ever heard of a bitcoin. It's actually money on the internet. That's actually real money. It has real value.
Right.
In order to get your business back.
Right.
And if you don't send it, you'll never get your business back.
Right.
And we call that ransomware. Well, ransomware...
Well, I want to go back before. Just give us an explanation as to what encryption means. Because some people might not actually realize what that is and why there isn't an antidote to this.
Basically, they use a piece of code and they literally rewrite all of the software codes programs on your computer and lock it with this code.
Mm.
And unfortunately, you will not be able to use your computer
right.
unless you get the key from them to unlock the code.
And how many keys approximately are there?
Oh, infinite number
right.
of keys.
Right.
As you know, they're here, infinite.
Yes. The encryption protocol that's out there now by the Department of Defense is in the trillions.
Yep.
And so you might say, well, just get the key. Well, we'd have to go through a couple trillion combinations, which would take you light years to do. So,
and by then you're out of business.
And by that time it's too late. So that's so that's why this is so tragic and so specific is when they got you, there is no way around it. It's not like we can just run a little program that says, oh, I found the key, let's go.
Nope, it isn't.
No.
Oftentimes, you know, the only way to recover a system that's been ransomwared or that's, you know, been affected by that
yeah.
is to restore it from backup tape.
Correct.
You really...
Ah, so there yeah. are layers. She just threw that word at us again.
I'll come back to it. That's
okay.
one of my number one business tips for business owners
okay.
is to have backups that are tested.
Yep.
That you know that if you need to rely on them, you can actually
mm-hmm.
rely on them to
okay.
recover your business.
All right.
So in 2016, ransomware netted $1 billion.
Yep.
Think about that, guys. That's $1 billion from businesses like us, small to medium-sized businesses.
Yeah.
And the reason they got us is because we normally don't protect ourselves adequately. We don't train our employees to help us protect the business.
Right. And we don't have Deb Services giving us free tips all the time.
That's right. And just so you know, you guys get a sense of why we are the target,
uh-huh.
I want to tell you a little bit about the value of data in what we in the industry call the dark web. So there's the internet and there's the dark web. The dark web is the bad place. The dark web is where all of the hackers hang out, and they actually have hacking as a service.
Right.
And, you know, these guys that come up with the CryptoLocker virus or the ransomware codes, they basically sell the codes as a service to other hackers. And so a wannabe hacker can go on the dark web, purchase it, and then go out, launch it into the world, and collect their money.
Mm-hmm.
So to give you a sense of perspective, on the dark web, if they can get a credit card number, they'll pay probably anywhere between 10 cents to a dollar for a credit card number.
Now that seems pretty cheap to me. Why is it that cheap?
It's because it's common and they can utilize it and they can get it. They can generate it.
Right.
However, a medical record will cost between $50 to $100 a record.
Mm-hmm.
So they're preferred targets for cybercrime, and any business that they can get personally identifiable information from is a preferred target.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're dead. They particularly like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can use that to create new identities.
Yep. Yep. Because you won't be monitoring that one.
You won't be monitoring that one. Correct. They basically use that information, and it's a big business. They make a lot of money doing it.
Yep. All right. So those are the stats there.
Those are some of the stats. Okay. So how do they get you? They have all these different scams is what we call them.
Mm-hmm.
The favorite one is the lure, the phishing scam. Now, I don't know how many of you, stop me if you've ever gotten this one. please click this link. It comes from a friend.
Right.
And it basically says, please click this link and watch this video.
Right.
And when you watch this video, Purina is going to donate a bag of dog food to a shelter somewhere.
Right.
And so you go in and you click the link, and yes, there is actually a little doggy doing something cute. And your expectation then is that Purina is going to actually donate a bag of dog food.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call that a lure. And pretty much what the hacker has actually done is when you've actually clicked that link, yes, they gave you the video and you saw the video, but in addition to giving you the video, they've also downloaded a little piece of code onto your computer that then allows them to come back at a later date and have full access to all of the information that you have on the computer.
Right.
Right.
So he doesn't actually collect all the information right then and there.
Doesn't need
to. Now it's just going to run while you're not even paying attention or while you're doing whatever you're doing.
Yep, just keep siphoning. They determine the value of it.
Right.
You know, they don't need it right now.
Nope.
You know, whenever they're ready, they can execute it
mm-hmm.
upon demand.
Correct. Wow. And it's a fairly small piece of code, right? So it's not like if I close the video real quick, I'm going to save myself. It's
no,
already
when
over.
You click the link,
yeah,
you're
it's
dead.
It's already over.
It's already over. Right. It's already downloaded. If that the download, the injection of the malware is very fast.
Mm-hmm.
That happens first.
Now, how did my friend get my? I know this isn't my friend, but how did they get my friend to send me this?
Because someone else sent it to them.
Right.
They basically have all of these lures from the dark web. You know, you may have gone searching on a site, left your email address somewhere, not really realizing that it's a site that's been set up to actually collect your information mm-hmm. to send you malinformation.
Gotcha.
So you just need to be really aware when you're surfing and looking at things on the web.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you recognize a legit versus a
it's
darker,
really
you know.
Hard.
It used to be much easier.
They
were pretty terrible with and there still are. There's still ones out there. Like I'll have a friend of mine. He's a regular with me. Somehow his password is constantly compromised from Yahoo, and it says thinking of you. It doesn't even say Chris. It just says thinking of you, and it puts the link. And
yeah.
I know this isn't from him.
Yeah.
And so I immediately send him a note and say, Tom, looks like you've been hacked again. Got to change your password. So I immediately recognize it. But what I also do is for that particular one, if you can't see it, I'll just do a reply.
Mm-hmm.
I won't actually send it. I just mm-hmm. do a reply, and I see what the actual email address
right.
is. And you'll notice it's not his email address.
That's right. Those false email addresses, or I always tell people when you do the reply or you look at the sender of the email address,
right.
if there are typos in the addresses,
mm-hmm.
it's probably spam. It's
yes.
probably very bad.
Yes.
And if your gut is telling you that it's spam,
mm-hmm.
it's spam.
Yep.
Don't doubt yourself. It's spam.
It's spam, yeah.
You mentioned one of the key things that you can do to actually protect yourselves. A number one security tip from me is change your passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Passwords should be changed every 90 days.
All right. Now you're getting into a pet peeve, Deb. So I have, I don't know, thousands of accounts. Thousands of accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep track of them all.
Mm-hmm.
What's your recommendation? And now you're making me change them every 90 days. How am I going to keep track? I can't even keep track of them now. How am I going to change them? I can't, 90 days. How do I do that?
So change the passwords on the ones that matter to you.
Okay.
The ones that really matter to you. You know, your banks, mm-hmm. your emails, the things that are the ones that matter to you. That's how you prioritize.
Should I use the same password?
No.
So how do I remember all my passwords?
So what we tell people is to come up with a string that you can remember, a favorite phrase, a favorite set of numbers and letters, a combination that you can use that you can run through quickly in your head that will, you know, you can change up a few numbers to letters, letters to numbers, putting a funny character, but you will always know what that string is, and then use that combination to set your passwords with.
Okay. Okay. Sounds like a plan. But I still need a way to kind of remember what my password was. Let's say I'm with Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
And Bank of America wants me to change my password. So what would be an example that I should use for Bank of America's website?
I would use a string and a phrase.
Okay.
You know, and you should definitely be larger than 8 characters long.
Okay.
Should always have numbers and letters,
good,
uppers and lowers.
Yep.
And if you can remember a special character, mm-hmm, put in a special character, mm-hmm, an at symbol, an exclamation point.
Yep.
A number sign, something that's off the beaten track.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make it as difficult as possible for people to guess what your password is.
Right.
If you have less than 8 characters, and a lot of the banking systems will, they have password length set for you. That's to guide you.
Yep.
They will also not let you reuse passwords. That's okay. You can be sneaky around how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the intent is to change it enough that it's different but still similar and the same to you.
Correct.
And, you know, there are great tools on the web that can actually help you keep your passwords safe,
mm-hmm,
and reveal them to you when you need them.
Okay.
And, you know, I would strongly recommend you can look for a tool and
you
and
recommend
do that.
Like one of the password vaults, like a LastPass or
anything? Something like that. I don't recommend a specific one.
Yeah.
But I would, if you have a problem remembering passwords, don't write them down unless you're keeping it on your person at all times.
Don't put it on your computer.
Don't put it on
don't
your
put
computer.
Put it on the bottom of the computer.
Or under the keyboard. You know.
I'm dealing with a professional here.
Yeah, none of that stuff.
That's so funny. Here we are. We're trying to be so secure, and yet the passwords are wide open.
Right.
Wide
That's
open.
A big one. Don't.
Wide open.
Another big security tip that I have is links in email.
Okay.
Unless you know the source of the email,
mm-hmm,
don't click links in email.
Okay.
If you get an email with a link in it, go to the site and access the information directly.
Yes.
At least then you are assured that you're getting, mm-hmm, the right information. Don't click links in email.
Yeah, there was starting to get pretty sophisticated where you would get something from, let's say, Bank of America or TD Bank, and it would say something about the customer service. They want you to do something.
Yep.
And they put a link.
Yep.
And for those of you that don't realize this, the link actually, you can actually change the wording of the link and still have it go to a different place.
That's
so
right.
What I recommend you do is if you hover your mouse over the top of the hyperlink and you could look at the bottom of the browser, mm-hmm, and you'll actually see where the real link is. If those two don't match, chances are you're being phished.
That's right.
So,
and if in doubt, mm-hmm, go directly to the site. First of all, banks normally do not send you emails with links in them.
Not at all.
Neither does the IRS. The IRS does not send email.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft will never send you an email about your computer being compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Don't click those links.
Right.
You know, there's a popular one that a few of my peers have told me about where they'll say your PC, a virus has been detected on your PC, and we're scanning it.
Right.
That is a very bad thing. Don't click that link. Don't scan.
Right.
Just if you've started it by accident, turn the computer off, call a professional.
Yep.
Gotcha. Just don't do that.
Gotcha. All right, we're talking with Deb Service of TeamLogic IT. She's giving us some tips, advice about how to protect yourself with security. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Tech Today right after this.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Deb Service of Team Logic IT is sharing tips on security, because she doesn't want to come to you when you're in a state of crisis. She wants to come to you when you want to actually build and improve your business.
That's right.
So, all right, we're talking about ransomware. We're talking about phishing. Where else do we want to go here?
Well, so there's another important device that business owners, we all rely on totally and completely. We carry it everywhere. It's our mobile phones.
Okay.
So we do everything on the phones. But I'm wondering how many of you have actually put a password on your phone? If you don't have a password on your phone, you should really consider putting one on. It's a 4-digit code that's known only to you. Mm-hmm. You should really password protect your phones, because think about it. If that phone is stolen and your life is available on it, if you use it to access your bank accounts, use it to send emails to your customers, a criminal now has access to all of that information.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a 4-digit code on it, and my favorite is all of these phones have the, if you, after a certain period of time, it will reset the phone and wipe the information. I love that aspect of it, but not everybody is comfortable doing that.
Yeah, that one,
because everybody wants
me
to,
out if a young daughter gets that. And
true, but you know, you can always put the information back, because the information really isn't being stored on the phone, except if you take pictures.
Right.
But the information really isn't being stored on the phone. It's being stored in the apps that you are accessing via the phone.
Okay.
So even if you wipe the phone and have to put it back, you can put it back.
Okay.
So that's a really, you know, good way to protect yourself.
Right.
I want business owners to remember, too, that phones are little miniature computers. And so, you know, there's this habit where people may think, I'll just, you know, this is a funny looking email. I'll just open it up on my mobile phone just to see what it is.
Right.
And maybe I'll click the link from there. Don't click the link there either.
Yep.
Because some of these bugs now, the hackers have gotten very sophisticated, and they have evolved as we have evolved.
Mm-hmm.
And they're written specifically for mobile devices to take advantage of the operating systems on mobile devices and spread viruses, bugs, and problems that same way as well.
Yeah. It's interesting you bring that up, because for the last couple of years, the concept has been that with Android and iOS, that the application is boxed.
It's protected.
It's protected. It's contained from the operating system. And that's only for this period of time. As the hackers get more sophisticated, eventually we're going to deal with it. I actually have I don't know if we're going to talk about this, but actually I keep two different virus scanning, malware scans on my phone and two yep. on my computers.
That's right.
One of them is it gives me the ability to locate my device if it's mm-hmm. missing, and also gives me the ability to wipe it.
Yep.
If I know it's out of my hands and I can't get it back.
That's a very important thing to have as a business owner.
Yeah.
Especially if this is a device that you actually really rely on and use, you should have those types of protections in place.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would recommend you look into that. I happen to use Lookout and TrustGo, but there's other ones out there. But
check those out. They definitely are.
Yeah.
100% agree with you. And you spoke about antivirus and malware. So mm-hmm. my other security tip okay. is around deploying antivirus and malware on your computer systems.
Okay.
So oftentimes what I've observed in a lot of small business owners is when you get a brand new computer, you get a year of, you know, either McAfee or Norton, and then the year goes by, and then you get a little notice from them saying, hey, it's time to pay some money.
Right.
And everybody decides not to pay the money.
Yep.
And then they just kind of say, well, you know, nothing's happened yet. So we kind of let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you, it's better to be safe than sorry, pay the money, put the antivirus software back online. But I understand things may be tight.
Right.
The Windows environment, they actually provide Windows Defender for free.
Yep.
You can actually enable that if you opt not to use another third-party antivirus, anti-malware
mm-hmm.
provider to protect your computer.
Yep.
If you are not protecting your computer had better not be on the internet.
Yep.
That's pretty much what I'm saying to you.
Yeah, so it's a boat anchor.
Pretty much. That's it. If you want to use it on the internet, if you want to use it for your business,
well, it's even worse than that, Deb, because there's viruses now that travel across USB devices,
across everything.
Yeah,
you know they're just big by connect. A connection is all that's required.
That's it.
And you need to have those software running to actually protect you. When you enable these antivirus and anti-malware, they're literally watching and monitoring your computers currently all the time. And that's really important because the businesses that these guys are in, they're constantly scanning the wild,
mm-hmm.
identifying what's flying, coming up with new definitions, downloading that to your computer to actually protect you.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have seen the commercial on television. I think it's for the U.S. Navy or the U.S. Army, where the guy goes, I can shut down your power grids. I know the personal information of every American. And then there's the Army guys going, but we've got you.
Yeah.
Antivirus software is kind of like the Army guys going, but we've got you.
Right.
That's why you need it. You need it to protect yourself and your business
yeah.
from exposure.
Many internet service providers provide for free
yep.
a virus software.
And a lot of people do not take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And you should.
And
you know, a vast...
There's nothing different about that package than the one you would buy.
Right.
It's just you have to understand that it's in the best interest of the internet service provider to keep your computer virus-free. Because they don't want to deal with the headache.
That's right. And, you know, talking about virus-free and the viruses and malware, they have an impact on your systems
right.
because you don't patch your system. So how many of you see that little Microsoft updates that going?
I can't wait right now, Deborah.
Or I can't reboot it right
time.
Now. I don't have time. Yeah. Make the time. Please,
yeah.
let the computer do its job and do the updates.
Right.
Updates are your friend. It's how the operating systems protect you.
Right.
If you don't do your updates, then you are not protected. Then you have an exposure.
Yeah, because the operating systems are being exposed. Microsoft is learning about it, and
yeah.
Apple is learning about it. They're making changes to close that hole, but it's only as good as if it gets on your computer.
Right, and you need to make sure you make the time to put it on the computer. That one is a big must.
And there's a way, and this is another thing that people don't realize, there's a way to actually have your the updates downloaded in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Just leave your computer on.
Yep, plugged in and on.
And so you can change. You can actually set the time as to when you're not going to be using the computer to have it done.
And have it done then.
Yeah.
It's better to have the updates in than it is to be without the updates and to have an exposure.
Huge.
And the other nice tip that I have for people is, besides the backups, I'll come back to the backups again.
All right.
Because business owners must have backups that are tested. But you should also keep current with the operating systems. You know, there's a tendency for business owners to really want to never upgrade the operating systems to the newest and the greatest.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of reasons for that, and I'm going to throw them out there, and you're going to help me debunk them. So the first one is that I need to run software that's not made anymore.
Okay. So software that you're running may not be made anymore, but I'm pretty sure there may be an upgrade to that software that you can deploy that will run on the current operating system that will give you better bells and whistles.
The other one is that my computer won't run the new operating system.
Then it's definitely time to get a new computer. Computers have planned obsolescence, guys.
Yes.
3 to 5 years max.
Right.
After that, you should really be looking at new technology.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to come up with a 3 to 5 year plan.
And yep.
What's the current operating system? What Microsoft has pretty much decommissioned, which ones out there?
So 2007 is about to be decommissioned. It will be decommissioned next year. It's an extended life.
Mm-hmm.
So Windows is really good. They give you lots of notice when they're about to shut things down. The current operating system for Microsoft is Windows 10.
Yep.
And that's really where you want to be. They've built in a ton of protection, given the state of the world today, that they're just giving to us as owners just for using this operating system.
Mm-hmm.
Anything less than 10 is now going to be suspect. And what extended support means for an operating system is that they tell you that they'll support it. Support it means that they'll make patches if they identify bugs for a certain period of time. After that period of time has elapsed, that operating system is no longer being patched. So it becomes vulnerable to whatever the hackers can do.
Right.
So you definitely, if you're on an operating system that is in extended support, Windows 2007, Windows 2008,
mm-hmm.
you should really be looking to go to Windows 10.
And remember that little link that Deborah was talking about earlier that collects information? Well, that's how they know what operating system you are running. So therefore, they know the vulnerabilities and they know that it's not patched.
Right.
So,
and that's how they're able to take you down. The hackers spend a lot of time identifying all the holes and problems in operating systems, in programs. Mm-hmm. They have factories that do this.
Yep. Yeah.
Need to spend a lot of time protecting yourself from that.
They wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't big business.
That's right.
Big business. And
Deb
just said at the beginning of the show that they've extracted just last year $1 billion out of small businesses. I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's only what's reported, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's true. That is only what is reported. Because a lot of us are hacked and we go out of business. The Small Business Association has a stat around that 40% of small business owners who are hacked don't make it.
Right.
You know, we can't recover from that.
And that's that $1 billion is just the actual cash transactions.
Right.
That's not the loss of business value. So it's a lot bigger number. All right. I know we're going to get into this, so we might as well get down to it, because this is a passion of yours, backups. This is obviously the biggest defense of any crisis, all of the crises that we just talked about, plus any other physical crisis.
Yeah, you must have backups. And so as small business owners, there are two things that we really need to be thinking about. We call it business continuity planning.
Mm-hmm.
What to do, what does your business do in the event of an emergency or problem? And backup and recovery strategy.
Mm-hmm.
How do you recover your data? How do you get back to working to be normal in the event of something bad happening?
Right.
Backups are the backup and recovery is really simply that, making a backup of what's of your data, the data that is important to you, that is on your computer, what you use every day, how you use it, you should have it backed up.
Okay.
Should be backed up and placed off-site somewhere.
Oh, wait a minute. Why off-site?
Well, if you keep them on-site and let's say you have a fire,
right,
a flood, someone breaks in, steals it, you're sorry out of luck.
Yeah, so in past, I've actually had two backups at least. One is the one that's local that I can get to for today, but also one that's off-site because, as you just pointed out, you have to take care of the physical problem that if you have a fire, everything goes.
Right.
So the backup goes as well. And
that's
it's no
right.
good to you. So, okay, so we have backups. But you brought up an extremely poignant point at the previous show about backups and how to know that they're actually viable.
Yeah, so it's one thing to have all of those wonderful tapes or have the systems constantly backing up and getting that really nice email that your backups have been done.
Mm.
But have you ever tested a recovery or restored anything from your backups?
Right.
Just as a general good practice, business owners should have, as a part of their checklist, once a month, a restore done. Not the whole thing, but restore something from your backup tapes so that you are assured that the tapes or the system you're using to back up is actually backing up the things that you want it to back up.
Right. So give me a for instance. I theoretically have been backing up now our radio programs for 5 years.
Okay.
What would be in your mind proof that I've got this figured out?
Test a restore of one of the programs.
Okay.
You can restore it to a temporary holding.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that you can get something off the tape.
Okay. And is this so? All right. Maybe I've found my files and stuff like that. But there's more to restoration.
There normally is.
Yeah, there's a lot more effort that's involved if I truly had a true disaster. So just because I have the tapes doesn't necessarily mean that I'm completely safe.
That's right. I mean, that's where you come into your business continuity plan in the event of what do you do in the event of a true disaster.
Okay.
And businesses should have a continuity plan that should be exercised and tested at least once a year.
Right.
And that's where you actually do go through and test a full restore and make sure that you are actually able to work from the data that you've been backing up and that it's actually viable, good data that you can actually use to continue to run your business.
Now, I'm sure this is a complete shock to any business owner. That would imply that you actually have to close your doors or not pay attention as much to your customer base for a period of time just to prove that your business could survive a disaster.
Or a little bit more deft planning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've actually worked with a good provider, you should be able to implement or execute a business continuity plan without having to close your doors.
Okay. So, and that's the reason somebody like you is in business because...
That's right.
Because that means that could happen while you're still running your business.
That is ideal because then you are assured that what you are protecting, you can run your business from. That's the best continuity plan execution and test that can happen.
And how do you know when you've got it? You've got a continuity plan that's thorough and that encompasses everything that you need.
You only know that once you've tested it and it works.
There you go. So that's the reason it takes time and it has to go through some thorough planning. It's painful at the outset. It's a lot easier when you have a periodic plan that you keep doing.
That's right.
But many of the large corporations suggest that they do this. I've actually been involved in a couple of corporations where I was part of the disaster recovery team, and we actually took all of our built a complete data center at SunGard. So we did it four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
We took a majority of the IT staff out of the building and did that.
Yep.
But it required the company to sacrifice that level of effort for that period of time.
And to actually do it. And what you're getting for yourself is the assurance that your business will continue. The last time that you, the last thing that you want to have happen is when you need to rely on this plan. Mm. You're pulling it out and you realize that all the pieces, elements, and components are not there for you.
Right. You don't want to learn that.
You don't want to learn it when you need it.
In terms of crisis, because that's when disaster strikes. We're going to take another quick break. We're talking to Deb Service of Team Logic IT in Flemington. She's giving us tips to help you protect yourself. We'll be right back.
I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Deb Service from Team Logic IT has been giving us tips about protecting your business via security. And, Deb, we talked about ransomware, malware, virus scanning. The one thing you said you wanted to cover was employees.
Yeah, so we can't forget about our people, because you're only as secure as your people. Mm-hmm. As business owners, we really want to make sure that we take the time, effort, and energy to make sure that our employees understand what we expect of them in terms of behavior and in terms of security. Like, they should understand that you expect that they're not going to introduce a virus into your environment by clicking a link, that they shouldn't be. They should have a very good sense of what is the security policy that you have as a business owner. Mm-hmm. And are actually adhering to and living from that policy. So I always, you know, tell my business owners, train them, give them insight, you know, give them, you know, a course on the do's and don'ts of computer IT security. What should they be doing? What they should not be doing? What your expectations of them are?
Yeah.
So that they're helping to protect your business as well.
Yeah, because Because, like it or not, their habits, their personal business technological habits are coming into your building. So if they're not educated about it at home, they're going to bring that same perspective into your business, and you're as good as your weakest
link.
Your weakest employee. So essentially what we're talking about is as you grow your business, everything that we're just talking about here is not just something you have to know. It's something everybody in your business needs to know.
Everyone that you're working with should know that well,
Super. Any other security tips, advice you want to go over?
So make sure you have strong passwords, even on your cell phone.
Right.
Make sure you back up and test your backups. Don't click any links ever.
Ever.
Go directly to the website. Don't pass... When your friends send you those funny emails, don't pass them around. You know, let the contagion stop with you.
Right. Yeah, you have to definitely avoid those types of things.
Yep.
And I had brought up this one as well, but I'm going to use this one more time. There's another set of malware that actually can be embedded now in USB keys, so flash drives. So when you use your flash drive on your computer, it can jump from the USB drive right to your computer.
Yep.
So one of the things that I do not allow my employees to do is use their own personal flash drives.
And that's a very good point.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely want to, again, have policies in place that says, you know, you shouldn't be bringing foreign tech inside.
Yep. Yeah,
right. You need to trust what you have on site.
I'm gonna throw one story at you real quick that I just come encounter with just recently. It's a trend that's going on. It turns out that in a lot of the businesses, you as the owner happen to be very public. So you know, it won't be very hard for me to find that Deborah Service is the owner of TeamLogic IT. What happens is if you have multiple employees, this latest scam is they'll actually figure out that it's you and another officer of your company. They will create a completely new domain with the name of your company, but they'll change one letter.
Yep.
And they'll send you an email from your, in your case, they would send it from your owner, and they might send it to your tech and says, Deborah will say, whoever your tech is, John, I want you to do XYZ for me, and it looks very official because they've been, and it comes from the email that happens to be
it looks similar to
very
mine.
Similar to yours, and it has the domain name.
Yep,
says I don't know how yours is, but in our particular case, it had the actual company name, but it had one difference: it had an extra I. And you just your eyes do not see that.
Yep.
So had the CFO, had the controller not walked up to the actual CEO and said, I had your email and I'm going to act upon it, but I wanted to check with you first. The CEO said, what are you talking about?
Yep.
So you need to actually have a face-to-face protocol when anything financial is going on.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
And again, you know, when in doubt. Go ask.
Yeah.
Go directly to the website.
We're so used to just doing stuff on our computer. You have to still use that human
interaction. Element. That's right. It's very important.
Too much.
Can't get away from
Too
that.
Much. Dev, it's been a great having you on here, giving us the advice, the tips that you provide. How do people get in touch with you and learn more about TeamLogic IT in Flemington?
So you can visit my website. That is www.teamlogicit.com/Flemington, New Jersey. You can send me an email at flemingtonnewjersey@teamlogicit.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can give us a call at 908-968-9223.
Excellent. Pleasure to have you on. I'm looking forward to hearing great things from TeamLogic IT in Flemington, because our small and medium-sized businesses here need to be protected as much as possible and as soon as possible so that they stay in business, viable, and grow. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That is Deborah Service. You've been listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully Deborah and myself have imparted that onto you. We'll be back again next week. Another edition of Tech Today. Thanks for listening. Some Things About Money, up next.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Of the many May Day marches and demonstrations held in the United States yesterday, most of them were peaceful, but there were some exceptions. The sound in downtown Portland, Oregon, as things got out of control. Portland police say protesters threw Molotov cocktails and smoke bombs at cops. Also, a lot of arrests were made at similar rallies and marches in Olympia and Seattle, Washington. President Trump has a big telephone date coming up at noontime Eastern today with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. It'll be the first time the two leaders have spoken since Trump ordered airstrikes on a military airbase in Syria. Russia's a key ally to Syria, and Putin has condemned that airstrike. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
President Trump says he would consider meeting with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
If it would be appropriate for me to meet with him, I would be honored to do it. If it's under the, under the right circumstances.
Trump making his remarks to Bloomberg yesterday during an Oval Office interview a day after he says he would not be happy if the North was to conduct a nuclear test, though he did not elaborate. Since then, the North has issued a statement saying it's going to conduct just such a test whenever it wants. More information about the gunman who shot and critically wounded a Dallas firefighter paramedic yesterday, as reports are 36-year-old Derek Brown had a long criminal history and chaired the new Black Panther Party of Dallas years ago. Police say Brown apparently took his own life after fatally shooting one of his victims, wounding the paramedic and another person outside a home in Old East Dallas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Two deputies in Iowa shot by an inmate yesterday morning, and one of them later died. Police say Wesley Correa Carmenetti was being transferred to a county jail after sentencing when he grabbed the deputy's gun and opened fire. The county sheriff, Jeff Danker, says no amount of experience can prepare anyone for the loss of a deputy.
This is one of the things that you hope you never have to go through.
After the shootings, Correa Carmenetti fled in a jail transport van, shot and wounded a man during an attempted carjacking, and kidnapped a woman before he was recaptured. He'd earlier been in court where he was handed a 45-year prison sentence for a 2016 murder. A hacker's claiming to have released pirated episodes of the very popular Netflix series Orange is the New Black. Sharon Reed explains.
The hacker, who goes by the name The Dark Overlord, says episodes of the popular series are being released online because the company won't pay ransom demands. The mysterious hacker went on Twitter to announce that episodes of Orange is the New Black's upcoming fifth season had indeed been leaked. And there are threats that episodes of more TV series are coming, unless companies, including ABC and Fox, agree to pay ransom demands.
And a last-minute agreement averts a Hollywood writers' strike, as the Writers Guild of America and the TV networks have been